Bob, you have a new guy in your bullpen, apparently. What do you think of adding Fernando to what is already a pretty amazing bullpen?
Yeah, we have a good bullpen. This just makes us better. So I know he's excited about being here. In talking to him, he just wants to help out any way we can. So we'll see how it plays out as far as the deployment. We've been doing pretty good at the back end as it is. But I think more than anything, it probably allows us to not overuse a Lou Trevino, to not overuse a Yusmeiro Petit. And on as much as we use our bullpen on certain days, we're not afraid to move guys toward the back end of the bullpen if a Trinan or a Familia or any of these guys needs time off. So it just makes us better. It's amazing the career he has and still the performance that he's putting up. There's a lot of flair to what he does too, and I've been on the other side of a lot of his saves, so I've seen some of those arrows shot into the air, and I'm glad I'm on the other side of that right now.
But when you have a guy who might be coming in and getting sort of a different role than what he's accustomed to, how much do you sort of talk to him about it ahead of time?
I talked to him a little bit about it yesterday on the phone, and then we had the whole group of relievers in the room today where we talked to him about where we're going with this. So hopefully they are aware of what we're going to do. There is some trial and error with this too. You're not 100. You can sit there on paper and say this is how we're going to do it, but it changes every day. Certainly situations will change as the game goes along, and we try to communicate with them every day who's available, who's not, and where we're going to deploy them. So we try to be as communicative as I can. Hopefully that was the case.
Like you were only able to use Hatcher so much.
Hatch was really good for us. Last year he came here and pitched the eighth inning for us. And he's a big personality as well. The guys really like him. So when you go through a stretch that we did, or we're going through right now, typically you're not using that guy that you keep towards the end that can give you multiple innings when you're down. And we just weren't using him a whole lot here. But we really appreciate what he did. I mean, my guess is he'll catch on with somebody else. If not, hopefully we can get him back and get him here in September, because he's meant a lot to the guys, not only performance but personally as well.
Who do you see envision picking up innings like that if you've got a down game?
That's probably the hardest part of this whole thing, is when we're down, who's going to pitch? Because everybody down there, I really would feel comfortable pitching in a game that we're ahead in the latter third inning. So it could be anybody, really. I mean, obviously Kelly might have to take up some of those. Pagan might have Petit at times, Booker, anybody. So they're aware. I think they just want to help and pitch. And, you saw how Lou Trevino worked out for us. And he was pitching in down games and tie games. And you look at his record, he's 8-1. We have the ability to come back. So I think anybody in our bullpen knows that if they're in a game that we're down and they keep it close, that we have a chance to come back.
Familia was saying that when he was at the World Baseball Classic with Rocky, he used him as a resource a lot. How big is that, just to have the veteran presence as a resource as well?
Right. We do have some veteran presence now with the multiple guys, and obviously we're better. So he's another guy that's fit in everywhere he's been. He's been any number of different organizations. I think a guy like that goes a long way with, the deeper we get into the season and hopefully the closer we get towards the end.